It's Friday. That means Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal is here for our weekly chat about the region's business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Aerojet Rocketdyne is gradually reducing its presence in the Sacramento region. Last month, the company announced it was planning to lay off 180 workers in Rancho Cordova this spring. And now the rocket builder has put more property on the market.
Yeah. Aerojet once owned about 12,000 acres in Sacramento County. And this latest news involves two sites. The company put 800 square feet of office, industrial manufacturing, and warehouse space on the market. It's also selling Easton Place, an approved but never built housing community between Rancho Cordova and Folsom.
Who would the prospective buyers be?
Well, they're marketing these sites to builders and developers. This is all being done through Easton Development Company, Aerojet's real estate arm. And representatives from Easton say it's a good time to do this because of the state of the economy. Even though Aerojet is reducing its presence in Rancho Cordova, some local leaders think this could actually create an opportunity for economic development.
Yeah, what do those local leaders hope to see out there?
They're referring to the office and industrial space that Aerojet is selling. Barry Broom of the Greater Sacramento Economic Council says this could make large spaces available for new employers and expanding companies in a tight real estate market. He says former industrial sites tend to have robust infrastructure that's attractive to many potential users. We've seen similar redevelopment projects locally at places like the former McClellan and Mather Air Force bases and the Sacramento Army Depot.
There was some other real estate news in Midtown Sacramento. A new housing project is almost ready at 19th and J Streets.
Yeah, that's right. But if you want to live there, you might have to downsize. This is the area's first housing project in recent years to embrace what's called a micro unit. The project called 19J includes 175 apartments and retail space. Its smallest units are 300 square feet.
So these micro units, do they have the same features as regular apartments?
Sort of. The micro units will come furnished, and a space along the wall will house a wall bed that's pulled down for sleeping and also creates a small couch. Kitchens are a little different in the smaller units. Tenants will have two stove burners, a mini refrigerator, and a microwave oven, but not a full oven.
Huh. So what does this mean for rents?
Developer Nikki Mohana says rents will start at less than $1,000. Apparently, she's already collected a lengthy interest list.
And finally, we talked a lot in the past about the transformation of Country Club Plaza at Watt and El Camino Avenues in Arden Arcade. Now, a proposal before Sacramento County's Planning Commission could mean more construction at the mall.
Yeah, this is a big move by the new owners of the center. If you remember, Country Club got new owners a few years ago, and next week, the Planning Commission will review a proposal to add four new standalone buildings on what's now the mall's parking lot. Two of those are expected to house multiple tenants, while other smaller buildings would have drive-throughs.
Do we know what might fill those buildings?
No tenants have been confirmed, though apparently there's already some interest in at least one of the buildings. It'll be interesting to see which kinds of businesses these potential four new spaces will attract.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.